ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चूत प्रवाल बरह स्तवकोत्पलाब्ज मालानुपृक्त परिधान विचित्र वेशौ मध्ये विरेजतुरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे जथा नटवरौ क्वच गायमानौ।
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dressed in a charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest, and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balarama shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing. Now here the gopis are describing the fortune of the cowherd boys. The gopis are trying to hide their prem bhav, and they are trying to give an ordinary, very ordinary kind of description. They are saying, Sridhar Swamipada is saying that the gopis are saying that these gopas have performed so much pious activities that they are getting such constant companionship with Krishna. These gopas are able to see his beauty. They are able to see his dance. They are able to play with him. They are able to do so many things with him. We are so unfortunate. We have not done any pious activities. Now in the last shloka, we saw that the gopis' hearts were dying to drink the nectar of Krishna's lips. They want to embrace him. This was seen in the last shloka. Other gopis are saying, how can we quench this thirst of ours? The whole of Vraj will see us, and it's just not possible. So they are replying, you know, some gopis are saying this, another gopi is replying, yes, it is not possible to fulfill this desire. See, Balarama is also there. But let's go there where the sound of the flute is coming from. We will hide behind the bushes and we will drink the sweetness of his beauty at least. Come, let's go. In this way, the gopis are replying to each other, talking, discussing among each other. So their desire is to see Krishna. But they are also talking of Balarama. Why? In order to hide their special prem towards Krishna. Because they are talking among themselves. But it's possible, you know, mother-in-law might walk by, or some other elderly gopis might walk by and they would hear. So in order to hide their prem towards Krishna, they are talking of Balarama also. This is what Sri Jiva Goswami Pad comments on this. Krishna's and Balarama's decorations are being described in this particular shloka. How is their decoration? Young sprouts of the mango leaves, peacock feathers, bunches of flowers are all decorated on their heads. Chudayam. And Utpala. Utpala means lotus, kamal, lotus. whose outer petals, Utpala is that Kamal, that lotus whose outer petals are removed and only the inner part is there. That's called Utpala. And this is decorating Krishna Balaram's ears. And Krishna keeps rotating a lotus in his hands, that is Neela Kamala, blue lotus. Then they wear a garland around their necks. Krishna wears yellow garments and Balaram wears blue garments. Then they also have other clothes for the sake of dancing, which may be yellow, red, white or any color, which they would tie around their waist. Krishna wears yellow color dhoti, but he also wears other colors too, other color dhotis too on other different days. Sometimes the two of them sing and dance during the cowherd pastimes. Other times they are playing during this time. One will do circus, others will be watching. Sometimes Balaram or others play the flute, challenging Krishna's flute. Sometimes they would wrestle among themselves. Balaram will never gasp during wrestling, but Krishna would end up gasping, "Little boy, chota bhaiya." So in between these varieties of pastimes, sometimes they would sing and sometimes they would dance. Sometimes they would sing and dance. So the gopis are glorifying the fortune of these cowherd boys. Now, although the gopis are also seeing all this, still they are glorifying these cowherd boys who are able to enjoy all these things freely without fear of anyone around. But wherein the gopis, they have so much of fear in mingling with Krishna. But these gopas, so freely they are roaming around with him, dancing with him, singing with him. So the gopis are glorifying these cowherd boys. When Krishna dances, all around him the sakhas sit and look. And from all sides, whoever is sitting, they can see him dancing with his face towards them. So he's facing all of them on all the directions at the same time. And this is called mandali. In this way, Krishna and Balaram are singing and dancing in the mandali of the gopis, of the gopas, sorry. So three things are being described here: singing, dancing and decoration. The gopis are saying that they seem to be like the dancers on the stage. Just like Krishna Balaram, the gopas are also dressed up, ready to dance along with them. All the varieties of instruments would be ready to serve them. Even the devatas would be there to serve them. The main dancers would be Krishna Balaram, and the gopas would dance all around them. When they are tired, Krishna would tell them to sit and take rest, and now you watch and enjoy us dancing, and Krishna and Balaram would continue dancing. So the sakhis are talking to each other. "Hey Sakhi, see how Krishna dances among the company of gopas with no hindrance, no fear, no, so free. He has never danced like this with us ever. Although during the night, Krishna does dance in the same way freely without any fear. Still, however, the gopis' prem makes them feel that the gopas are having better opportunities with Krishna than themselves." Now the next shloka will also describe the same bhava of the gopis. We will find that the gopis glorifying everyone else other than themselves. Shripad Jiva Goswami Pad says that just as Krishna Balaram are dressed, similarly the gopas are also dressed up with the tender mango sprouts, bunches of flowers, garlands, etc. They also shine like the dancers on the stage. Krishna has many parikars with different bhavs. Parikar meaning associates with different bhavs. Krishna is one, but he behaves different with his different devotees according to their bhav. And as such, his leela varies with each one of them. And accordingly, his dressing also changes. Here the gopis are describing his association with the gopas. And they feel this is the best. This is complete prem, where one always feels the other's position is better and feels unsatisfied with one's own position. This is complete prem. Actual prem is one should always feel the other position is better. Just like the gopis are feeling, gopas are better positioned than us. We are in a... ours is not so good. In this way, that is complete prem, where one feels that the other's position is better. And one always feels unsatisfied with one's own position. In this way, the gopis are describing Krishna's leela, dance, singing, games, beauty, decorations, etc. of Krishna with the gopas. So in this way, throughout the whole of Venugeet, you will find that the gopis are constantly glorifying one after the other, each personality. Gopas, they feel gopas are better, are more fortunate than them. They feel the clouds who are serving Krishna are more fortunate. In the peacocks are more fortunate, the deer are more fortunate. In this way, all the way up till Giriraj Govardhan, they feel everyone is more fortunate, and only if there's anyone who is the most unfortunate, that is only we gopis. In this way, this is the bhav in the entire Venugeet. The gopis are saying, look how he's dancing with the gopas so freely. He doesn't dance like this with us, or even with Nanda Baba or Yashoda Maya, or with any of the elderly gopis or elderly gopas. No one, even when he's with us, he doesn't dance so freely. In front of Nanda Baba, he tries to become a very good boy. He doesn't jump around and dance like this naughty fellow, doing what he wants, jumping and howling and doing what he wants. He never does like this in front of Nanda Baba or Yashoda Maya or any elders. He never does like this in front of us. But look how fortunate these gopas are. He's so free with them. They are so fortunate to have him. They are so fortunate, so glorious. You all know, you all have been seeing now, even in today's world, that when kids of the same age gather together, they play so much, unrestricted play, how shouting, howling, naughty, musty, everything. And they can't stop playing, it'll just go on, isn't it? But the same boys, when they go to the school, they are so restricted. They cannot be so free in among themselves. So that is how Krishna and Balaram are with the elders around. But when they are with their own sakhas, they are so free. And for Krishna with the gopis, even to get a solitary time with the gopis in Raj itself is so difficult for Krishna and for the gopis. Such free dancing he doesn't do. And the gopis are saying, see how beautiful he looks among the company of his gopas. He doesn't look so beautiful when he is with us. In this way, they are glorifying the gopas. Now, each shloka, they are describing the various living beings are being glorified. So acharyas are saying that it is interpreted in many ways that one particular group youth of gopis are describing the glorification glorifying like the sakhas followed by the clouds and the deer. Or it could be also that different groups of gopis are talking at different places, and it is the shloka is taken from the different groups. Each one is glorifying the different group of living beings who are serving Krishna. Or it could also be that the same group of gopi is describing all of them. Either. So in the previous shloka, the gopis were saying that the fruit of senses is Priyadarshanam. The fruit of eyes is Priyadarshanam, to see the dear one, dearmost one. And in the following shloka, that is this particular shloka, they're talking about the sakhas. So they're meaning to say that the sakhas have received the fruit of their eyes, Akshanvatam, or fruit of their senses. They're able to see Krishna, they're able to touch him, they're able to play with him, they're able to hear him sing and howl and do everything. So they have received the fruit of their senses. The gopis are saying, these gopas, they are not just seeing Krishna in the forest. playing and doing his leelas, but they are seeing Krishna, that Krishna who's so free, who's so free in his behavior, in his attitude, who has no hindrance from elders or other, about no hindrances about others seeing them, anyone noticing them. And that too, that Krishna who is dressed in the forest attire, he is dressed to suit his leela of the forest, which is so attractive. And these gopas are so fortunate to have such a Krishna with them all the time. They are so free with him, and he is so free with them. No hindrances at any sort. Shripad Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that in the previous shloka, the gopis exhibited their prem towards Krishna. But in this shloka, they have tried to hide it completely by bringing Balaram's name into it and glorifying the gopas' position. So in this way, the gopis are describing Krishna's leela, dance, beauty, decorations, everything with the in the presence of the gopas.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.